Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello there, everybody. What Culture Wrestling's Adam Cleary here, and yes, you're right, you do tend to only see me on the channel when something insane has happened, and oh my god. Quick little fact about me, I once annoyed a witch so much that she put a curse on me that said whenever a WWE star was either released or just died, I would be the only person on staff here who hadn't clocked off for the day, and well, not only has that just happened, it's happened as big and as mad as I think it's ever happened before. I'll just get right down to it, okay? Santana Garrett, Buddy Murphy, Lana, what? Ruby Riott, Aleister Black, and Braun Strowman. Yes, the actual Braun Strowman. There aren't two Braun Strowmans. The Braun Strowman that you are thinking of correctly. All six of those people have just been released by WWE. Gone. Goodbye. Do not collect. Go. Get out of the building. All gone. Just to quickly recap that for you, that is Buddy Murphy, a man who routinely puts on Match of the Night candidates, even though he's completely underused as it is. Ruby Riott, one of the best generational talents in the women's division, and arguably one of the only women in a genuine tag team in that division. Lana, someone who was recently tag title adjacent herself. She's been in the picture. She's not exactly been off television. Aleister Black, a man who was just literally repackaged for the company. We all thought, oh, they might actually make a go of it right now. Braun Strowman, possibly the most WWE wrestler you could envisage, even if you reached right into the darkest depths of Vince McMahon's own vinegar strokes while he was cracking one out over the New Generation era, and Santana Garrett, who was there too. But all of them, right now, as reported by Sean Ross Sapp on Twitter, all of them are gone from WWE, effective immediately. Of course, do you want the statement? I've got the statement for you. It's right here. It says, WWE has come to terms on the release of Braun Strowman, Aleister Black, Lana, Murphy, Ruby Riott, and Santana Garrett. We wish them all the best in their future endeavours. That's it. Now, if you want me to speculate wildly here, I don't even know where to begin with all of this. We are used to WWE, of course, just releasing droves of incredibly talented pro wrestlers. Yes, it happens far too often for anybody's liking, but Braun Strowman? Aleister Black, two people they could genuinely be making world heavyweight champions out of. Ruby Riott, someone who could comfortably prop up elements of the women's division. Buddy Murphy, one of the most underused performers they have ever had. Lana, an objectively marketable pro wrestler. And I'm really sorry to Santana Garrett, but she was good too. Some people will tell you this just doesn't make any sense. Some people will tell you this is the madness of King Vince. Some people will tell you it's another indication that they are preparing to sell the company because they're all on really fat contracts that they signed not very long ago where they were backing, you know, hoard all the talent in the world mode. The fact is, nobody knows. Nobody knows why WWE have done this. I would go so far as to say probably nobody in WWE even knows why they've done this. But I will just add one tiny little bit of comment into the midst of all these factoids that are not really flying around at the moment, and that is this. WWE has arguably released a better pro wrestling roster in the last 12 months now than it currently has on television. Maybe. As for where they all go next, I mean, most of them can do whatever the hell they want. Braun Strowman's obviously done a bit of stuff in cinema. You'd imagine he'd go there for a bit before potentially getting back in the ring. Buddy Murphy could go to any pro wrestling company on the planet and be a success. Aleister Black could go to any pro wrestling company on the planet and be a world champion. And Ruby Riott, well, it's much like Aleister Black. She was doing this for a long time before she got to that company. You would imagine she'll go do it somewhere else. But That's it right now. Just those six names released by WWE's, if it's the most casual thing in the world. Let us know what the hell you make of all of this in the comments below. Of course, don't forget a like, share, and subscribe. Should anybody else be worried? I mean, if Braun can get released, again, Braun Strowman, then is anybody safe from this? I don't think so. Anyway, shout it out, comments below, What Culture Wrestling, like, share, and subscribe. Yes, it's me. I'm dressed very nice because I'm about to go out with Adam Nicholas and drink champagne and have steak on 26th floor of a restaurant because I'm a baller now. Get me on Twitter at Adam Cleary, C-L-E-R-Y. But until, like, God knows when, thanks for watching. I'll see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.